Knives, machetes, saws, and shears. Multi-tools, shovels, swords, axes, spears, hatchets, and tomahawks. If it cuts, snips, slices, or chops, Midway USA has it. Find great gift ideas in our huge selection of pocket knives and other everyday carry folding knives. Make a statement or create a family legacy with one of our top-of-the-line hunting knives. We've got a great selection of manual and electric sharpeners, too. For just about everything for the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com.
Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
Hey everyone, Will Cooper here, host of Hunt Stand's Make Your Mark podcast. Join us as we dive deep into the world of hunting and outdoor pursuits. We've brought together some of the most accomplished individuals in the industry to share their invaluable insights and experiences with you. But here's the kicker. It's not just about hunting tips and tactics. We're exploring how you can carve your own path, elevate your skills, and gain some wisdom from the best in the field. So whether you're a seasoned hunter looking to fine-tune your skills or a newbie eager to learn, our podcast has something for everyone. Stay tuned for more exciting guests and hotter topics. Don't miss out and subscribe to Hunt Stand's Make Your Mark podcast today and start making your mark in the great outdoors.
The 1911 is one of the most iconic firearms in history. Designed by John Browning, the 1911 was the standard issue sidearm of the U.S. military from 1911 to 1985. While Colt produced the original, almost every major firearm company has produced its own version. It's wildly revered for its reliability, crisp trigger, and is still a favorite for all types of shooters. Whether you're looking to buy or build a 1911 and just about everything for guns, log on to MidwayUSA.com.
Welcome to the Bowhunter Chronicles 5-Minute Fix, weekly quick-to-the-point episodes of tips, tricks, reviews, and rants. Your 5-minute time limit starts now. All right, today we're going to talk about the best camera to start filming your hunts. So if you're like me or like everybody that's starting this journey and you say, okay, well, I want to start to record what I'm showing in the woods, everything that I'm seeing, basically, we've all been there and we've all bought the GoPro. And for a long time, that was the best thing. And to me, I think that the 360 camera, like this Insta360 that I've got right here, is the way to go for that. So this Insta360 camera allows you to get a ton of different angles. And it's all one button, single operation, and you can get super creative with it. And when you're starting out, we're all looking for something that's super quick, super easy, and we expect the world out of this little package. And, you know, so I've started, you know, we've got the action camera here, the little cheap camcorder. We've got the Tacticams, and I'll go through all these. A hybrid camera here, and even a better camcorder. And all of these things have their place. But I think when you're starting out, you don't, you know, you go down this rabbit hole where it's, okay, I need a camera arm, and then, okay, then I want a second angle, then I want a third angle. I mean, shoot, we videoed a turkey hunt, one of our first turkey hunts. The first turkey that we killed on camera, I think we had 6 different cameras going. And trying to set that up, trying to coordinate that stuff is cool when it works. But enough times in the woods when it doesn't work, you're like, okay, I'm going to cut something down. I'm going to cut something down, cut something down. So if it were me and I was starting off again and I didn't have anything, your cell phone is going to be a great option. And if you're trying to do YouTube stuff and everything like that, you can do all of your interviews, all of your everything on your phone. You can use your phone as your main camera. But in addition to that, this 360 camera allows you to get some super creative shots. It can get the animal on film. I'll put some things up here. If you're watching this on YouTube, I'll put some shots where my daughter killed a deer. And I accidentally got the shot just by pushing the one button to turn it on and just to try to get whatever we could get. It's an awesome backup as a secondary angle. You're not going to be like, okay, well, I'm not going to bring this to the woods anymore. And for myself, I have had a couple of different ways to set it up, but the first time I ever used it, I shot a deer that I didn't recover. She was walking and whatever, but I got the shot from one button. I had it on a selfie stick, just stuck in my backpack. Same thing when I had the longbow. I put that camera just, it was sticking out of my backpack, and I just hit the button, and I got myself, my reaction, the deer, all of that stuff. So all these other cameras, the Tacticam is a great option, but it's not a main camera option, and it's going to, I think, let you down because you only have so much. Everybody just kind of pushes the button at the shot. The GoPro, you don't get to zoom as much. It's going to be similar to what you get with a 360 camera, but you're only getting one field of view and not all the way around. So for me, if I was going to spend the money, if I had, you know, that $300 or $400 budget and said I wanted to get into filming, I 100% would simply buy the one that I have is the Insta 360 X3. And the only reason that I bought this is I could not find a cheaper used one than, I mean, they're holding their value. They do make like a $1,000 version that has a 1-inch sensor for guys who are worried about low light and all of that. So for that, I think that Insta 360 X3, but any of the 360 cams really would be the first thing that I would buy. And I would 100% do that. This is going to be a 5-minute video. We're coming up. I got 30 seconds left. So if you like this, let me know in the comments. Follow us on YouTube. Check out the podcast. And as always, thanks to everybody that supports the channel, supports the show, everything. Really appreciate you.
Hey everyone, Will Cooper here, host of Hunt Stand's Make Your Mark podcast. Join us as we dive deep into the world of hunting and outdoor pursuits. We've brought together some of the most accomplished individuals in the industry to share their invaluable insights and experiences with you. But here's the kicker. It's not just about hunting tips and tactics. We're exploring how you can carve your own path, elevate your skills, and gain some wisdom from the best in the field. So whether you're a seasoned hunter looking to fine-tune your skills or a newbie eager to learn, our podcast has something for everyone. Stay tuned for more exciting guests and hotter topics. Don't miss out and subscribe to Hunt Stand's Make Your Mark podcast today and start making your mark in the great outdoors.
Spend your Saturdays with Life on the Water. Join Captain Brandon Simmons for fishing, diving, travel, and so much more.
You want to succeed. You want to fish. You want to be one of the greatest.
Oh, look at that thing, dude. Wow.
Oh. Let's see what kind of trouble we can get into today.
Don't miss Life on the Water every Saturday night from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV. The destination for outdoor entertainment.
In Wild Country, rules were not created by man.
Don't miss Wild Country, Wednesdays from 7 to 11 p.m. Eastern.
Presented by Primos. Speak the language. Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.
Don't miss Mondays with Into the Blue, brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Every Monday night from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.